Public question number one asks voters to forever preserve a Hoosier's right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife. Amending Indiana's constitution is a lengthy process, says Indiana University law professor David Orton Licker. The path to getting this amendment on the 2016 ballot began back in 2014.
Before something can be added to the constitution, it has to go through three steps. First, it has to be passed by a majority of both the House and the Senate.
Then a newly elected legislature, those elections also happened in 2014, has to pass that bill again. And it must be passed in the same form. That happened in 2015. After all that, voters finally get their say on the 2016 ballot. Orton Licker says this lengthy process has prevented a few controversial topics from ending up as proposed amendments, like same-sex marriage.
We've had a statutory ban on same-sex marriage since the 1990s, and then there was a move to put it into the Constitution. So because it had to go through these multiple steps, it never got through.
The method does seem to vet for winning amendments. Over the last 20 years, Hoosiers have voted on 10 amendments, and all 10 passed with voter approval of 70, even 80%.
We don't want to amend our Constitution very often.
Aaron Huang is the director of the Humane Society's Indiana chapter, which opposes this amendment on principle. She says this amendment is a solution to something that's not a problem.
It is such an important decision to amend the Constitution. It's the Constitution. And even though this language may just say, do you believe people should have the right to hunt, just keep in mind that this is a right that people already have that's not being taken away from anyone.
Even if this amendment passes, the Humane Society's ability to lobby for hunting restrictions wouldn't change. The amendment simply says that the General Assembly is the only group that can change hunting and fishing laws. That's the way it is now, too. The Department of Natural Resources manages hunting and fishing in the state. The department can't take a stand on the issue, but said in a statement that DNR's statutory authority to manage fish and wildlife would not be impacted. So the amendment isn't intended to fix a problem, at least a current problem.
This won't affect hunters and fishers right now.
Catherine Mortensen is a spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and that's also why supporters say it's necessary. Nothing should change.
This is really something for future generations to ensure that future generations of hunters and fishermen in Indiana have that right.
19 other states have right to hunt and fish amendments. Vermont passed the very first one back in 1777, but the rest have all come since 1996. The NRA supported all 18 of those. It helps legislators pass bills and mobilizes public support. Republican Sean Eberhardt sponsored Indiana's amendment in the House. He declined to be interviewed, but said in a statement that hunting and fishing are part of our heritage, and that now is the right time to make this type of decision. So there's this perception that hunting rights could be limited in the future. Even though nothing is happening on that front right now, Larry Becker doesn't want to take any chances. He's a landscape contractor from Fishers, and he loves to hunt.
Boy, I just would hate to have wake up one day and find out because I didn't do something or take the right stand that it's not available to my grandkids.
Becker is also an NRA member. He says hunting, fishing, they're important traditions to him.
When you get down into camp, it has not as very little to do with killing a deer or catching a fish. That is fun, and it's a great experience. But time in camp, just in fellowship with people telling stories and reliving the past and planning the future, is that's what's valuable.
Kansas is also voting on a right to hunt and fish amendment this year. Election Day is November 8th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.